The Flower Girls by Alice Clark Platts and read by Amelia Fox. For Tom, Constance, and India. Part 1. Chapter 1. 1997. Rosie was aware of nothing apart from her sister's shadow. It spiked, jagged and black, across the stippled, sunburnt grass. She skipped inside its edges, her white leather sandals dipping into the cool before springing out, feeling once again the blister of sunlight. She hopped in and out of Laurel's shadow like a sprite, seeing only the ground as she danced, watching the grass change to asphalt beneath her. They flitted past the unoiled swings where children squeaked, throwing their flying silhouettes onto the grey concrete of the playground, then past the colossal oak tree that shaded the white and red awning of the trailer cafe, where a circle of mothers clustered, holding styrofoam cups of coffee. Then they turned left in the direction of the old metal rocking horse that creaked back and forth, its seats worn shiny and pale. Jumping over the cracks in the concrete, Rosie skidded to a halt at the platform alongside the horse. Still gazing down at the ground, she could see her sister's feet below the horse's mouth, her scuffed red trainers, one on top of the other, the laces split short and untied. Above the trainers, attached to legs astride the horse, she could see the flowery buckled shoes of a toddler, her podgy toes bunched up beneath a strap, her ankles fat like coddled cream. Rosie lifted her head. Her eyeline reached that of the blank-faced horse. Metal rolls of hair curled down the mane to where the toddler's fingers clung tightly to the strands of frayed rope that served as reins.
"Where's your mother?" Laurel asked the little girl.
Rosie moved her gaze to her sister. The leaves of the oak tree swayed quietly above them. A breeze kissed their foreheads, damp with sweat.
"Do you like sweeties?" Laurel said. "I've got some if you like."
Rosie felt the top of her lip prickle. She said nothing, though. Just waited. The toddler shifted on the seat at the front of the horse. She wore a yellow t-shirt with a daisy on it, light blue shorts. She had a clip in her hair, pink and shimmery. Rosie raised her hand to touch it. It was beautiful, like the toddler's golden hair. The little girl turned her head to where her mother stood, coffee cup in hand. Her mouth opened in a soft little O.
"Shh,"
whispered Laurel, and the toddler hesitated.
"Do you know where the fairies live?"
she asked.
"They live in a little dell, just down there."
And she flung her hand out, pointing over the playground fence to where the grass dipped down and the land stretched out beyond where they could see.